We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. U of I junior Takora Humphrey broke the school, Big Ten, Demirjian track long jump record with 6.73 meters. She recorded this mark at the second annual Gary Wineke Memorial on Saturday. Her teammates also performed well in the long jump, with Elizabeth Naduti placing second with 6.68 meters and Daria Sapova placing third with 6.64 meters, the second and third best marks in the program. University of Illinois professors Allison Bell and Paul Cupp received Guggenheim Fellowships for the 2024 calendar year. Applicants are judged on previous career accomplishments, peer reviews, and the promise of their current projects. Out of 3,000 applicants, only 188 were awarded the fellowship. Allison Bell's current research uses neuroscience and genetics to understand the behavioral differences among stickleback fish. Paul Cupp is studying the concept of iconoclasm, its use in public protests, and how those protests affect popular conceptions of monuments. The fellowship comes with a financial grant, with over $400 million being awarded since 1925. Former University of Arizona guard Kalen Boswell has committed to the University of Illinois. Averaging 9.6 points and 3.6 assists per game at U of A, Boswell, a Champaign native, hopes to represent his hometown by playing with the Illini this upcoming season. He is the third person that has committed to Illinois via the transfer portal. The McKinley Student Health Center has no plans to offer on-campus access to abortion medication, despite strong student support. Ewes Vade, Executive Health Director of McKinley Health Center, explained McKinley does not have the expertise to provide abortion services. Vade also explained abortion pills would be an out-of-pocket cost because McKinley does not bill for insurance. In the February Illinois Student Council election, nearly three-quarters of the 6,354 students voted yes in support of on-campus centers providing medication abortion pills. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Osgroba. For WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.